There are some time-wasting activities. I would like to mention them. Unnecessary use of phone. When these points were written down, at that time there was no WhatsApp, no Facebook. Unimportant social meetings with people. Our time is wasted when we meet people without any reason, without any purpose. Sometimes we meet people, we socialize without any proper need. Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah has mentioned this point beautifully in Minhajul Abidin. In addition to this, habit of unnecessary conversation. This habit wastes a lot of time. Not analyzing daily activities. I had read in a book that what you want to do tomorrow, you should write it down a day before. Why do you wait until tomorrow that what you will be doing on that day? Make a to-do list well in advance and write it down your plans for tomorrow. And if you wait until tomorrow, then you will plan. This will really waste your time. There are some people who avoid loneliness. They don't want to be alone. They always want to be with people, around their friends, with their mates. Remember, there are certain things which need loneliness, where you need to focus. You have to have concentration to plan. I have personal experience about it. I really cannot explain to you that how much experience do I have. Well, there are some people who have an understanding if a person is alone, he's doing nothing. To keep yourself busy, you need to have free time. The one who does not remain free, he cannot produce a productive activity. You will think when you're alone. Planning is done when you are alone, focused and have concentration. All the good planning is done when you are sitting alone. But when you're sitting alone, then people will say that this person is free. He has nothing to do. We thought he's a busy man. If I have given you time, then my time is for you. I'm talking on moral grounds. For example, if I have given time to Brother Akbar and Brother Akbar comes to me and I keep myself busy on phone, that's not fair. I'll keep my phone aside because I know the worth of his precious time too. I must consider that. Disease of not leaving bed early. This will also waste your time. Habit of will do later. Will do tomorrow. Will do later. Okay, I do it, dear. This is wasting your time. You know, being lazy. It's prayed to seek refuge from laziness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal. O Allah, I seek refuge from weakness and laziness. Lacking discipline within your personality. One should possess discipline within his own personality. What to do and what time. One should stick to that. Okay? And ninth is not having control on emotions. Some people are unnecessarily emotional. At first place, they take their emotions out unnecessarily. Later, they have to gather all the mess. Not having the ability to understand surrounding environment and the level of people's mentality. Actually, sometimes the other person is quite intelligent and reasonable person and he is able to understand matter quickly. But one would prolong his story for 30 minutes and would say, did you get that? Yeah, I just cut short and made you understand in close. The other person would say, if this was just a clue for 30 minutes, then detail would comprise a book. Passion of doing every work on his own. You should do that work which you know that no one else can do. And if any work is doable by other person, then give it to him. We say this in central executive boards meetings also. And I also encourage other responsible Islamic brothers, give tasks to other person who is able to do that. Don't waste your time. If you properly train somebody for 1 hour, then you can save many hours from your time on monthly basis. And if you think that I'll give 12 hours a day and I'll construct all of my house by myself, you won't be able to do anything else. Okay, you can construct house, you can do so many other works of this world. There are works which you are doing, but many of your tasks are done by somebody else. So someone else is doing for you, isn't it? Or you're doing all yourself. The way they are doing your tasks and what you are doing at this moment in time, and if you can just distribute this work to others who are able to do that work for you, you hunt human resource. This will increase employment, trust, and also save time. Rather than learning from others' experiences, putting your own self into an experience. It is not wise to do, isn't it? Somebody has already experienced doing some work. For example, I would like to construct my house. You have also constructed your house. I can come to you. And you advise that please don't use this material, don't use that, as you did not have good experience. So, there's no point that I put myself into the same experience. What I say, you can save a lot of your time and money by learning from others' experiences. Desire of being famous. This also wastes your time. Not completing task on time. Remaining under pressure. This also wastes a lot of your time. Anxiety without any reason wastes your time. Complaining about lack of time. It also wastes time. Always moaning that I don't have time, I don't have time. So these are few points which contribute wasting your time. And these points are mentioned in this book, guiding us how can we save our time. In fact, I'm trying to explain these points in that era when people waste their time sitting on footpath drinking tea. They seem wasting time playing Ludo, When you just look into the personalities and read the biographies of all successful personalities of this world, you would find one thing common in them, that is, they did not waste their time. Yes, you would notice this. There's a book called Rasail-e Dawat-e-Islami. It's published by Maktabatul Madina. It contains a booklet called Madani Kamo Ki Taqseem Ke Taqaze and another booklet called Madani Kamo Ki Taqseem. It also contains a booklet about giving suggestions and a separate booklet about sense of responsibility. If one reads these booklets properly, then inshallah, you will be able to spend a well-managed life.